Hey guys. Hey.
All right. Well, you got two experienced quarterbacks. If you look at Shelley's resume, having played in the rivalry game last year and Pac-12 championship, Holiday Bowl. You're pretty set at quarterback, huh?
Well, it's a nice luxury to have, us back up with that much experience, and then we're really confident in Drew Lisk if it gets that far. I mean, he's a guy that's been very dependable every day in practice and makes the right reads and does the right thing. So we feel we're in a good situation at that position.
And Taylor, having not missed the last five games in the year, is he real itchy to get back out there?
He's very excited to get back out, and he's looked outstanding all through spring and all through fall camp, and he's ready to get back out and show what he can do.
How's Tyler's progression been under Ludwig's new
season? Really good. He's just soaking in everything that Andy has to say to him, and he's just done a great job of assimilating that and putting it into practice. And he's you know, this the skill set that Tyler has and what Andy's going to do with him line up. It's a great fit.
How have the twos been coming along? You mentioned that, you know, after one of the scrimmages that they were pretty far behind. How are they now? A couple of weeks, from that, and are they starting to progress more?
They've closed the gap. We're still not where we need to be, and that's always going to be a work in progress to a certain extent. But those guys have worked hard, and they've accepted the challenge to get better, and they're doing everything they can. And like I said, the gap has closed. We'd like it to close even more. So it's still a work in progress.
How confident are you in the place-kicking game heading into game week?
Well, Andy Strauss looked very good in practice. You never truly know until you get in the game situation. And Ben Lennon has done a nice job punting. So we feel like we got two solid guys. As I've said many times, big shoes to fill. I mean, we had two great ones. I mean, they were great. These two guys may turn out to be great. Who knows? Time will tell. But at least going into the season, we feel like we're in a pretty good spot.
Where do you feel like you're at with the linebackers at this point?
Linebackers, Sione Lund has made a great deal of progress, as has Trenton Carlson, who just joined us this fall. So we got four guys that we feel very good about. Andrew Mataafa is making strides. He's our fifth guy right now. And our sixth guy would be Moroni Anai. So those are the six that are in the mix.
What area of your team are you maybe the most curious to find out?
Curious. Probably the offensive line. See how they come together and function as a unit. And, you know, we have always prided ourselves on being a physical team that can run the football. And in order to do that, you got to knock people off the ball. So we'll see what happens. But they've got a big challenge this week. You know, it's a stout defense they're going against.
A couple of years back, you opened up against Michigan. This year, you're opening up against one of your rivals. What's that like in just terms of the intensity and preparation to have a big game like that?
Yeah, it's kind of pros and cons. I mean, the pros are get your attention, and it's got your attention all off season and fall camp. Some of the cons might be that you can't do as much finding out about players early in the season because you got a game that is something that is challenging, obviously. And so it's it works both ways. It works both ways. But we don't ever really care or complain about it. We just play who's out there and who's on the schedule. And this year it's the rivalry game, so away we go.
Did you happen to watch College Game Day?
I was watching it before we had meetings that started at 9.
See the prediction from Lee Corso? He had you guys playing Bama in the title game.
Lee Corso did?
Uh-huh.
Well, good for Lee. Seems like most of the time when I'm watching that and he's got to choose us or the opponent, he doesn't choose us real often. So maybe he's had a change of heart. But thanks, Lee. Appreciate you.
Do you have most positions wrapped up as far as the ones and the twos and the rotation?
Yes, we do.
Any other? So no positions are question marks on who we will get?
Question marks? Who's going to get the reps? No, we've got that solidified as far as the ones and twos. Yeah, we'll have a depth chart coming out Monday.
How would you describe the leadership of Tyler Huntley?
Outstanding. And not only Tyler, but the entire upper class and a bunch of the juniors as well. And that really is a key to if you're going to be a great football team, you got to have players that take ownership and take charge, and it's their team. They got to take it over, which they're doing. So far, it's done a nice job of that.